From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Healthcare has been one of the most debated issues in the presidential primary. As part of our coverage, we're going to look at the healthcare systems of other wealthy countries to see how they do it. Today, we begin with Japan and with an old friend of NPR, the journalist T.R. Reid. Reid's documentary, Sick Around the World, airs tomorrow night on PBS on the show Frontline. As Reid found out, Japan has universal coverage, but it spends half as much on healthcare as the U.S.
Japan produces cars, computers, and color TVs, but it also produces the world's healthiest people. It has the longest healthy life expectancy on Earth. That's partly due to diet and lifestyle, but the universal healthcare system here plays a key role, too. Everyone in Japan is required to get a health insurance policy, either at work or through a community-based insurer. The government picks up the tab for those who are too poor. That's a model of social insurance that's used in many wealthy countries, but it's definitely not socialized medicine. 80% of Japan's hospitals are privately owned, more than in the U.S., and almost every doctor's office is a private business. Dr. Kono Hitosh is a typical doctor. He runs a private 19-bed hospital in the Tokyo neighborhood of Soshigaya.
Well, the best thing about the Japanese medical system is that all citizens are covered, anyone, anywhere, anytime, and it's cheap.
Do they have to make an appointment to come?
No.
Never?
Never.
The Japanese go to the doctor about three times as often as Americans, and since there are no gatekeepers, they can see any specialist they want. Japanese patients stay in the hospital much longer than Americans on average. They love technology like scans. They have nearly twice as many MRIs per capita as Americans do. Professor Ikegami Naoki is Japan's top health economist.
In Denver, where I live, if you get an MRI of your neck region, it's $1,200. And the doctor we visited in Japan says he gets $98 for an MRI. So how do you do that?
Well, in 2002, the government said that the MRIs we are paying too much. So in order to be within the total budget, we will cut them by 35%.
So that's how they keep costs so low. The Japanese health ministry tightly controls the price of health care down to the smallest detail. Every 2 years, the doctors and the health ministry negotiate a fixed price for every procedure and every drug. That helps keep premiums to around $280 a month for the average Japanese family, and the employer picks up at least half of that, a lot less than Americans pay. And if you lose your job, you keep your health insurance. Japanese insurance plans are a lot more accommodating than American insurers. For one thing, they can't deny a claim, and they have to cover everybody. I asked Professor Ikegami if the insurers could turn down an applicant who had heart disease.
That is forbidden.
These health care plans covering basic health care for a worker and his family, do they make a profit?
No, because they are not allowed to make a profit, and anything left over is carried over to the next year. And if there's a lot carried over, then the premium rate would go down.
All right. Here's a country with fantastic health statistics, user-friendly insurance companies, no waiting lists, and rock-bottom cost. So who's complaining? Well, the doctors are. Dr. Kono says he's getting paid peanuts for all his hard work.
The treatment fee for a wound, anything under 100 square centimeters, that's 450 yen. The treatment fees are all listed here.
If somebody comes on the cut that's less than 6 square inches, so fairly small cut, he gets $4.30 to sew that up. Seems incredibly cheap.
It's extremely cheap.
Dr. Kono is forced to go outside the price book, looking for ways to make a yen. He has four vending machines in his waiting room. And in a part of Tokyo with free street parking, he charges $4 an hour to park at his clinic. The upside is that virtually no one in Japan goes broke because of medical expenses. Professor Saito Hiredo is president of the Nagoya Central Hospital.
In Japan, how many people go bankrupt for medical costs?
I don't know.
Just the question seemed bizarre to him. He checked to make sure he'd understood me correctly.
医療費が払えなくて破産する人ってほとんど来たね。 Yeah. We never heard of it. Yeah. Almost never heard of it. Yeah.
While the patients may be healthy, the hospitals are in even worse shape financially than the doctors.
I think our system is pretty good. Pretty good. But no system is perfect.
Yes.
But now 50% of hospitals are in financial deficit now. So I'm afraid hospitals may be one of the endangered species in Japan now.
So here's the weak spot. While the U.S. probably spends too much on health care, the Japanese may be spending too little. In a country with $10 per night hospital stays, the prices are just not high enough to balance the books. Hospital prices too low? There's a problem a lot of countries wish they had. For NPR News, I'm T.R. Reid.
Tomorrow, how Taiwan created its universal health care and where it got the idea.